Halloween is tomorrow, which means that there's a run on pumpkins this month, which I discovered last night firsthand. It's going to come to a close by Sunday, of course. In anticipation of that, our Andrea Bellmare, as you can hear that in the background, there's birds out, kind of creepy sounding, actually, in a pumpkin patch. She's talking about the crop and any last-minute pumpkin tips. Hello, Andrea.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing well. So you're out. Describe where you are. You're actually in a pumpkin patch.
Well, I'm standing actually in the front yard of the Shantz family farm. And we're looking out and you can see we're facing east. We saw this beautiful sunrise this morning. And in front of us, there are hundreds and hundreds of pumpkins. These pumpkins are not, they're not in the field. They're picked already. They're ready for you to come and take them home with you. And there's also to our left, there's a little maze made out of hay bales. And it's got lots of climbing equipment and stuff for children. And then you can see on the other side, there's just like trailers full of pumpkins. Pumpkins as far as the eye can see.
I would suggest that Mr. Shantz gets the pumpkins to market, only because I went hunting for pumpkins last night and there were none to be found. But apparently there's a lot at Shantz.
Well, Kevin, you were saying that people come here because they find out what happens with, like Craig did. He went to the store and there were no pumpkins there and they come and see you.
That's good news, Craig. I'm glad some of the stores have run out. It's a very competitive business with pumpkins, and stores will actually sell pumpkins at a loss. So you buy other groceries when you're there. So that now that they're out, we still have lots here. We do have a few left in our pick your own field, but it's been picked out pretty good. And that's the way you want it when you get to the end of October. And it seems people are in a hurry now, pick their pumpkins and get them carved. So it's not a big family outing like it is earlier in October where the whole family goes out and picks the pumpkin from the field. So now we have pumpkins kind of like a takeout ready to go for you to carve. And we actually have lots of pre-carved pumpkins here to give people different ideas what they can do with pumpkins and squash. Yes, squash can be carved as well.
And now you were saying earlier, people try to buy those pumpkins, don't they?
They do. You know, these last minute shoppers, especially the men, they like to buy a pre-carved pumpkin just so they don't get their hands messy.
And how many pumpkins do you grow every year?
We have 25 acres of pumpkins and squash, and you'd like to have a yield of about 1,000 pumpkins per acre.
And what happens to the pumpkins after Halloween? Where do they go?
We have sometimes the House of Friendship, sometimes the food bank, sometimes Wellesley Apple Butter will get them from us. As well, we have some livestock. The pigs do really well on pumpkins and squash.
Today and tomorrow, they're going to be two of your biggest days of the year because it's Halloween. So what does the rest of today look like for you?
Well, that sunshine looks good. We have some groups coming from Cambridge as well as a Beaver and Scout group in the evening. It's been a little unusual year for us with the right to rule. We haven't had the public schools coming through like they normally do. So it's been a little bit hard to take on a nice day like today, because that's part of our advertising to have the kids come, get their pumpkin, and then come back with their parents on the weekend. But hopefully they get things settled so that we're in business with them another year.
And we were talking earlier today about your corn maze, and there's a really special story behind your corn maze this year.
Yes, I try to have a theme every year, and my oldest daughter, Emily's getting married next May. So it's in the shape of a heart, says, congrats, Em and Rye. And then there's a left hand with an engagement ring on it. So I try to make it family-oriented, or have a message with it every season.
And Craig, earlier today when we were sitting around the kitchen table, I saw an overhead shot of the corn maze, and it's huge. And when he says it's a heart, like, you're thinking, oh, it's small. No, it's going to take you a while to get through this corn maze.
It's too stressful.
Well, that wind made it a little easier now. Some of the corn did go down in those high winds that we had the last couple of days. So I hope Jackie cooperates with me the last 2 days of October.
See, there you go. We're looking for some good weather to run through that corn maze. And Kevin, before we go, one of the other things that I thought was so neat was you were telling me about the different colors and varieties of pumpkins that you have here that's different from what you would get in a grocery store.
Yes. On our farm here, we grow 25 varieties of pumpkins and 25 varieties of squash. We try to be unique because we have to compete with the stores. So we try to grow something different sizes, odd looking. And all our sales are pretty well right out our door here on our farm. We don't retail to any stores, because they want something consistent so they can package and market it at the same price. our prices range from $1 to $10 for the super large pumpkins.
And Craig, we're talking about varieties here. I saw one variety that was really orange, and it's called Cinderella. And then I saw another pumpkin that's pink, and it's pink for breast cancer. So you're really getting a lot of different kinds of pumpkins here that I never thought actually could have existed.
Well, maybe you'll come back to the office with a pumpkin. Maybe. I don't know. Hopefully.
I think one for everybody. I think we got a few pumpkins to spare. That would be great.
There are a lot of pumpkins here, Craig. I'm sure I could bring several.
Mr. Shantz is too kind. Thank you very much, Andrea.
Thank you.
Oh, just told it. Andrea said there's some of our pre-carved pumpkins that look like some of your staff. So.
Oh, now I'm getting in trouble.
Only the really good-looking ones. Thank you both.
I think that pumpkin is called the knucklehead pumpkin.
Okay.
Oh, that would be the Craig pumpkin.
Don't make fun of Colin. Thank you very much, guys. That is Andrea Bellmare speaking with farmer Kevin Shantz out at Shantz Farms. That's great. Really interesting note there. I never thought about how field trips have been affected by the Work to Rural campaign. That was a very interesting point because I know my daughter, they visited pumpkin patches every single year. Excellent. Thank you very much. Great stuff.